did to it. All right, welcome to our pre-show for this, the Monday, Memorial Day. My fucking left arm, either I slept on it shitty or something, it's fucking driving me nuts, man. It's like a tendon on the outside of the arm, just up around the bicep, you know. Fuck. Fuck it. F it. Just shit, just, you know, happens. Okay, today, let me get this, man, because I want to get this, man. Today is going to be a encore show with no video because it's a best of Jay Santos, something that Rory McLeod put together. I'm gonna pull that from the from our file right now. Where the fuck are you, Rory? Canceled Fubo. What a piece of shit. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I don't usually like to single out companies. A lot of people love doing that here, Rory. They like to single out companies and rip them. I don't believe I'm the kind of guy that bitches, pisses, and moans about. You know, my feeling is pay your money, take your fucking chances. If it was a lousy product, then you move on. Naturally, yes, of course. You do want to warn people about just how fucked up their service is. Yeah. You know? Send a file. No, I don't want to send it. But I don't just every day, you know, complaining about this. And another thing, you know, the dry cleaner at the corner, he didn't give me my money back. Yeah. But look, all through the World Cup, you watch the World Cup, I watch the World Cup. Those of you, you know, you guys watch the World Cup, and a whole lot of goddamn people were watching the World Cup. And guess how they were watching the World Cup? They were watching it, in many instances, on Fubo. And Fubo, you'd think for an event as big as that, would roll it out pretty clean. But no, they had some kind of hacking, some sort of a cybercrime going on that they admitted to having, you know, happening on their premise. I don't know. Was it a disgruntled employee? I don't know what the fuck it was. But thousands, maybe tens of thousands, for all I know, customers were shut out of the first hour of World Cup viewing on a particular day because they're so fucked up there. Now comes, what was it, man? 2 weeks ago, there's a game I wanted to watch, Leicester and Newcastle United. I watch a lot of what they call world football, you know? I like it. I like it better than American football. I got my goddamn belly full of American football throughout much of my life, and now I watch the other stuff. Anyway, long story short, this goddamned app was loading and buffering and loading and buffering and loading and buffering. And I went online and I, have you tried this? Have you tried reinstalling the app? Have you tried? Then some smartass who probably thought he was saying, you know what? It's probably your internet speed. No, man, not my fucking internet speed. Those of you that can't get Fubo, hate to break the news. Your internet's too slow. No, let me see. I use every kind of fucking streaming service in the history of man on my TV. I get everything. I get my fucking website. I can watch my videos on my website using my what's the name of the fucking company that provides our internet here? I don't even know. But anyway, using the streaming provided by the regular old internet, I got Netflix, I got Hulu, I got every goddamn one of them. I got Sling, and Sling ain't, you know, Sling's fantastic, it has everything, but it ain't nothing to write home about either. But never have I ever been shut out for hours at a stretch like I was with Fubo. So fuck you, Fubo. I canceled today. What the fuck do you think is going to happen? Now, of course, they are usurious and slimy, so they got you tied up for another 3 months. I didn't even know I still had their fucking asses until I got the notice. Hey, we've just renewed you for another 3 months. All right. You got your money out of me, and you've cheated and clawed and scratched and slimed your way to a few bucks. But your goddamn app is a piece of shit. Now, either fix it, or what, are you going to be, just you want to be known as a piece of shit? Because everybody that I talk to hates you. And that day of the World Cup, I don't know if it was day one or day two, and there were literally hundreds of people on Twitter and God knows where else going, hey, where's my World Cup? I paid for it. Why isn't it here? We're sorry, folks. We had a cyber event is what they called it. Some disgruntled employee pulled them offline. That's how good they are with their security. Jesus Christ. All right. I've bitched enough here. I'm getting my Well, we got Jay Sanos, Volume 1 tonight. I appreciate the very hard and... No, wait a minute, man. Is this a track list? What is this? Oh, I got you. Okay. I appreciate the very hard and wonderful work you do, Roy. I do. Thank you. All right, here's the audio. Here's the track list here. All right, bro. So we got that ready. And we're going to do that tonight. The best of Jay Sanos. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Why don't I go ahead and drop that in right now? See if I can. I don't know. Can I get another? No, I can't. I got to wait and stop. Anyway, that it was my day. Watched a lot of racing today. Did you guys watch the Indy 500? I guess you did. Romain Grosjean, or Raymond Grosjean. Do you remember me posting on Facebook a really horrifying video of his car crashing, I think, at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix? Horrifying flame. The car was in flames. And you could have, the way that Netflix produced it, you thought the guy was inside that car fucking burning to death. But he got out. He got out relatively unscathed. He had burns on his hands because he'd had to pull his gloves off, I think, to get himself out of the car. He had some burns on his feet, but the rest of him was fine. And I'm telling you, this was one holy hell of a fire. You guys that saw it, you know what I'm talking about. Well, he left Grand Prix, left Formula One, and came to the States, I guess about 2 years ago, and is now in the IndyCar series, is driving IndyCar for Andretti. He had a bitch of a race today. He basically crashed in lap 149, 150, I forget which one. He hit the wall. Coming out of turn two, he just went up too high and hit the wall. It wasn't anything like what happened to him at that Grand Prix. I mean, that was scary. That was a hell of a thing. It really was. I mean, and of course, Netflix produced it for all it was worth. The actual event itself, from the time the car crashed to the time he got out of the car, I'm told was no more than 30 to 45 seconds. But watching this on Netflix, the way they, you know, milked it for all the dramatic value they could, it was like 2-3 minutes. And you don't know, so you're sitting there thinking, this guy is inside that fucking... He's got to be dead. He's got to be dead. And the way they were talking, the people were saying, you know, Will Buxton, the journalist, was saying, you know, when you don't hear anybody, when everything goes silent on a Grand Prix track, you know what that means. And my main man, the guy that I love, that Gunter Steiner guy, he's the team principal, I think, for Alpine. Holy Christ, this guy cracks me up. He's like, fuck this. I've got better things to do. I love that guy. Fucking hell. Now, what do you expect me to do with this? This fucking guy, he smashed my fucking door? Anyway, Gunter was there saying, fire is the worst thing you can have. He's not coming out of that. He's not coming out, you know. Who's the other cat? Alonso. Alonso was the great, Fernando Alonso, the driver for Aston Martin, who came in second at the... Monaco, congratulations, sir. He was saying, how the fuck did he come out of that? How the fuck did he come out of that, you know? It was amazing. That guy, probably rightfully so, you know, and his wife was interviewed with him afterwards, and she looked absolutely relieved. And like he said, I'm leaving. We're going to go to the States. And so what they've done is he's driving IndyCar in the States. They live in Miami. They have children. The reason why they moved to Miami is the high number of French language schools in Miami. Did you know this? There's a high number of French language schools in Miami where his kids can go to school. And they have a lot of direct flights between Miami and Paris. So it was a no-brainer for the fam. And that's what they did. To see that guy come out of that car alive, man, it would have brought tears to your fucking eyes. I'm not kidding you. It almost made me bawl. Okay, here we go. I said bald, not bald. I'm already... Rory, my brother. Let's see what you got here, man. Rory, my brother, you are older than me. Where the hell's the... Oh, I know what I did. All right. Well, let's just do it, man.